How would an objectivist combat jealousy in a relationship? Well, you have to ask, what is the basis? Do you have an objective basis? Now, an objective basis means you exclude all the rumors and everything other people tell you, because that is not necessarily reliable, and people get a pleasure out of retelling alleged dishonesty. So it should be information that you know independently that's inconsistent with your relationship, or at least dubious. Your girlfriend works late an awful lot of the time, or she has headaches a lot of the time or the worst moments, or she has these long phone calls, etc., etc. You know, to say nothing of she smells of masculine cologne, whatever. If you have a basis, some basis, or she's just seemingly indifferent to you, but seems to respond like on the screen to other men, something that makes you think she's not that interested in you and seems to show interest in someone else, then I think the only thing you can do is to ask her. And you have to judge from her answer. She might just automatically say no. So you have to say, well, what about so-and-so-and-so-and-so, etc. And one way or the other, you have to find out. If it's yes, then you have to decide what you're going to do about it, but then you won't be jealous anymore, presumably. You won't be, because you've decided that she doesn't want you. She wants something else, somebody else. And in principle, then, she's not someone you want in a relationship. Now, I hasten to say, you cannot expect to decide that instantaneously. If you find out she's in love with someone else and leaves you, you can certainly, over a period of time, still feel jealous, because you still feel you can't in a moment tell your mind, except now that it's the exact opposite of the way it was. She as your lover is so integrated into your life that you have to take time to disintegrate it. Just as if someone dies, you can't instantaneously in every way make real that fact. So in this case, you would feel some jealousy, but it should diminish as you make real what she's chosen, what the problems were, what the differences are between you, what you really want, etc. Now, take the other case where there is no objective basis. You're just jealous because of your own insecurity, your own past experiences from which you're overgeneralizing. You're being in some way or another like Othello. Then it's up to you to do the rethinking and to realize that she's not responsible. You don't expect her to act differently. And you have to try to project, is there anything she could do that would prevent you from being jealous other than just sit home and watch soap operas with you? In many cases, jealousy, if it's irrational, is unappeasable. And if that's the case, you know, if I were her, I'd leave you.